And then presidents, you know, you talked about the interstate system. Dwight Eisenhower mm-hmm. was really responsible yes. for that.
You know, the name of the interstate system is not just interstate. It's the National Defense and Interstate Highway System. Eisenhower, as a young officer, made a trip across the United States with a battalion or whatever it was of military to try to go from one coast to the other. And it was just a fiasco. Then during the war, he saw the Autobahn that Hitler had created in Germany. And he said, that's what we need to protect this country for national defense. The railroads are too slow. We need to be able to move our troops and our equipment rapidly. And ergo, the National Defense and Interstate System. Most of the people don't recognize it. We designed those bridges, by the way, not for trucks. We designed them for a column of Sherman tanks.
Wow. So you may not have seen him or...
I never met President Eisenhower nor any of the presidents until Richard Nixon. I campaigned for Richard Nixon. They had a committee to reelect, the infamous Creep Committee. I was co-chairman of the Native Americans for Nixon's reelection, which was called the Red Creep.
Did he come to the state and were you were able to meet him then?
I actually met him in the White House. He invited myself and others to the White House after he was reelected.
Because of what you've done for him in the state?
Well, I was actually working more on a national scene with Native Americans all over the country at that time. And by that time, Henry Bellman had seen to it that I was appointed to the National Council on Indian Opportunity, which was chaired by the vice president. It was for the purpose that I have always espoused in Indian country to eliminate the poverty and the social ills that go with poverty. The Bureau of Indian Affairs has done a miserable job. I was appointed to the National Council on Indian Opportunity, and there again my paths crossed with Bill Carmack, who had gone to Washington with Fred Harris. He ran Fred Harris's campaign when he won against Coach Wilkerson.
Since roads and bridges were a pet of yours, mm-hmm. were you able to draw attention to them during the
I tried to. I served on the Highway Committee or Roads Committee. It was not a very influential committee at the time. I think part of what encouraged me to run for governor, not very effectively, is obvious, was I wanted to get my hands on the Highway Department through the executive branch. But, you know, I got beat in the Republican primary by Tom Daxon, who got beat in every county in the state by George Nye.
And what year was that election?
That's 1982. But I remember the Tulsa World took us to task. It said, McCaleb and the Republicans either want to rule or ruin the state.
Then in 83, Governor Bellman appointed you to serve as the first Secretary of Transportation.
Well, that was in 87. 83 was between my state service, and President Reagan appointed me to the President's Commission on Indian Reservation Economies with the idea to go around and look firsthand and see what could be done to resuscitate the economy in Indian country to try to solve some of the social problems. Our report basically said we've spent a year doing this, toured all over the country, and there's not any economy in Indian country. We made a lot of other recommendations relative to the BIA, which were later enacted. In 70, Richard Nixon had actually articulated the concept of Indian self-determination. Up until that time, the BIA really controlled all the tribes. And Nixon said, they've done such a lousy job of it, let's let the tribes try to chart their own destiny. In 75, Congress finally passed the Indian Self-Determination and Education Act, Public Law 93638, which really began to change things for Indian governments, because they began to develop the skills, management, and operation of government, accounting and law and things like that, that were the precursors to real self-governance. And then in the late 80s, Congress passed the Indian Self-Governance Act, which let the tribes take all the money the BIA was spending on that tribe or in that area and make the policy decisions that they thought were appropriate.